Blackstone Audiobooks presents Weeping, a Fritillary Quilter Mystery by Shelley Rubin. Chapter 1. I had always been envious of creepy little geniuses who knew exactly what they wanted to do with their lives on their way out of the womb. "Excuse me, doctor, but could you disencumber me of this umbilical cord, clean up the mess, and give me a palette? I want to paint the Sistine Chapel." Jealous, jealous, jealous. That was me. Of them. All of them. The itty-bitty prodigies who plunk their chubby fingers down on the keys of a piano and Beethoven's Fifth comes out. The toothpicks in tutus who jut out an elbow or a hip on their way home from kindergarten, and next thing you know they're dancing Giselle. The knobby-kneed brain children wearing bifocals and nerd shirts who beat everybody, including IBM computers, at chess. What they had was what I had always considered to be the ultimate dream. To know exactly, exactly what I wanted to do from day one. To look up into the sky and not to have seen a choo-choo train or a kangaroo, but to have seen clouds as cumulus or stratocumulus entities. To know that they are not made out of cotton, but out of water vapor. To know that they are formed when moist air rises and becomes cooler. To have become so fascinated by clouds that I could have decided right there and then, with a cold clump of grass under my head and a few dandelions...